The droid quieted down and then beeped inquiringly.
That's just a Tito. Wants you for parts, Ray explained.
The droid took that information in stride. He seemed used to being hunted down for one reason or another.
Ray knelt beside the mysterious droid. Where'd you come from?
He beeped in answer.
Oh, classified? Really? Ray said incredulously. Well, me too. Big secret.
If the droid wanted to keep to himself, Ray wasn't going to pry. In her experience, getting involved with others' problems only led to more trouble. She had saved the droid from being disassembled for spare parts. Her work there was done.
Nima Outpost is that way, Ray said, pointing toward the settlement. Stay off Kelvin Ridge. Keep away from the sinking fields up north. You'll drown in the sand.
When she finished her advice, Ray headed back up the dune toward home. But she soon heard the whir of the droid's sphere moving across the sand behind her.
Don't follow me, Ray said firmly. You can't come with me.
The droid beeped again pitifully.
No.
But the droid would not give up. He told her that he was alone and more than a little afraid. He had no one else. That made Ray stop. She knew what it was like to be alone on Jakku with no one for protection or even company. Reluctantly, she gestured for the droid to follow her. The droid beeped in happiness.
In the morning, you go,
Ray said firmly. But the droid didn't seem to be listening. He continued beeping, commenting on the landscape.
Yes, there's a lot of sand here, Ray replied, only a little sarcastically.
The droid rewarded that response with his name, BB-8.
BB-8? Ray asked. Okay. Hello, BB-8. My name's Ray.
BB-8 began chirping again.
Look, you're not going to talk all night, are you? Because that won't work.
BB-8 beeped the shortest response possible.
Good, Ray said.
She didn't know what to make of the strange droid and his classified mission. Still, it was nice to have some company for a change.